Case, let's begin. The Mishnah, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Watsamasa Gidin Vanoisa Yisarfu B'Shishasar. The bones of the Karban Pesach, now you can't eat the bones. Now you'll tell me, why not? This marrow, delicious marrow, is trapped inside the bones. It's an amazing idea, concept, that there's no way to eat it. Because you can't break the bone. The Etzem Lo Sishberu Bo. You have a technique?
Yeah. They had special tools.
Yeah.
That there are holes where you didn't go through that you can take out the bone.
Uh-huh. Without breaking the bone, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I was not aware.
They had a unique set of tools, carbon based tools.
Okay.
You can go in from the holes and
then suck into the marrow.
Okay, all right, if you say so, I'm not going to disagree. Hot summer, so but what happens if we... Okay, so now we have bones. Now we'll go. The Gemara is going to discuss what type of bones we're dealing with. But basically, okay, we have bones of the Karban Pesach, and we have here the Gidin, the sinews, and we have the Noisar, which is meat which was left over past the Chatzais, or past the morning. So it's Noisar. These things have to be burnt. So when would you want to burn? We want to burn on the first day Yom Tov, right? The Karban Pesach is sacrificed on the 14th day, it's Chol, but it does not become forbidden until the morning, Chatzos, or the morning of the 15th. So you would want to burn it in the morning of the 15th. Problem is, the morning of the 15th is Yom Tov. And you're only allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov, L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Burning the bones, burning the Nois, burning the Gidin, which you're not going to eat. And we'll discuss all of this. The Gidin, are they were L'achil, now we're L'achil. We'll get to all the details in a few moments. Let's first get the basics. The burning you're going to do now is not L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Memela, the first time you're going to burn, it's going to be on the Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed Pesach, the first day Chol HaMoed, fine. So at some point, so Gidin, Ganoisa, Yisarfu, B'shisha, Osar, period. What happens if the first day Chol HaMoed is Shabbos? So then what happens? So you can't burn on Shabbos either. So you're going to have to wait until the 70th day. Chal, Tezayin.
So by that time it's Noisa.
No, it's nice even if it's not Shabbos. I mean, it's nicer on Yom Tov. That was what we just said. It's nicer on Yom Tov. It's already nicer. So when we you can't burn it on Yom Tov. It's nicer on the 15th day.
So you have this galat so nice that you can't burn until the 70th.
70th day. If the first day Chol HaMoed is Shabbos, so really you would have wanted to burn it on the Yom Tov, on the 15th day. But you can't burn on the 15th day because it's Yom Tov. So when's the next opportunity you can burn it? On Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. So when are you going to burn it? On the 17th day. On the second day Chol HaMoed. When everyone is in Ringling Brothers Circus, on the second day Chol HaMoed, listening to Avram Fried sing on top of an elephant, that's when you're going to be busy in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to be busy in the Beis HaMikdash burning the Noisar, burning the Gidin and the Atzamos. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Chal Tezayin Liyos B'Shabbos Yisov B'Yudzayin Levish Einon Doichin. The burning of these three items, the Atzamos Gidin, the Noisar, it's not Doichin. Lo Yes HaShabbos the Lo Yes Yom Tov. Amar Amar Bar Avu Amar Yitzhak Atzamos Kodashim Sheshimshu Noisar. Now this is general halacha. The bones of Kodash Sheshimshu Noisar Mitamines Hayadayim Hoyel V'Nase Bosses L'Dovar Ha'osur. Unbelievable, you saw it. We have here regular, not dealing with specifically with carbon Pesach. We're dealing with regular bones. Our regular carbon. We have to remember one thing we have to keep in mind. There's a fundamental difference between the carbon Pesach and all of the carbonos. The only carbon that you're not allowed to break the bones is the carbon Pesach. All other carbonos, there's no problem. Take a hatchet or take anything you want. You can break the bones in order to get the marrow. Okay, so here we have a case of a regular carbon, not a carbon Pesach, a carbon Ashlamim. Ashlamim can be in for 2 days and the night in between. And now it's already the third day. And no one ate the carbon Ashlamim. So the Ashlamim, we have in front of us a bone. And in the bone, there's marrow. No one bothered to extract the marrow from this bone, from the carbon Ashlamim. So what has happened now to the marrow inside in the bone? It's nicer. Right? What's protecting the Noisar? What's shielding the Noisar? The bone. The cartilage, the bone, right? Bone. What is bone made from? What is it called? It's not called cartilage. Cartilage? That's only skin. So what is bone called? Whatever it's called. The bone. Bone is bone. So the bone is protecting, it's guarding, it's encasing the basar within. That's called shishimesh esnoisar. It's serving. The bone is serving, yeah.
If you could get out, you could get out the marrow from Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
If you eat it, it has to be burnt. The bones have to be burnt, no?
No, the bones do not. That's exactly the point we want to make now. The bones in Ikar Hadin do not need to be burnt. For example, I'm sure there are bones inside the Korban Pesach that have no marrow.
Yeah.
Correct? No. Those bones that have no marrow, it's clear as day, do not need to be burnt. Mm-hmm. The only thing that has to be burnt is something that is roi liachila. It's fit for consumption.
Right.
Or, here is the Gemara is now coming into a whole new side. Or, I'll give you really three mahalakhim, the three words maskan. Or, it's what's called sheshimesh es noiser. In itself is not noiser, but it's served. It's servicing noiser. By servicing noiser becomes tofel. It becomes bottled to the noiser and has the same halachic status as the noiser. Just like the noiser has to be burnt, so too the bone that is shimesh as hanoiser has to be burnt. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you another mahalach. Another reason why you'd have to burn the bone is because the bone is because you're not allowed to break the bone. And the prohibition of breaking the bone, is not limited. Is not limited to Pesach, the Zman Achila. This is a very big issue in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss now. So you say it for Shas. The prohibition to break the bone is that only B'Shas, the Zman Achila's Pesach, which means right now, when you eat the Pesach, you eat the Pesach from Chatzos until the end of the day. That's the Zman Achila until Chatzos. So then there's no question, there's a prohibition, the etzem lo sish berubo. But let's say it's over, that's it. The Zman Achil is over. It's after Chatzos.
So then it becomes nicer.
No, we're not after nice. Let's put it that we're not after nice yet. Is there a prohibition tomorrow morning to break the bones? Shteyden Torah, the etzem lo sish berubo. There's no question that prohibition is enforced during the Zman when you're eating the Korban Pesach.
So by the next morning should be nothing left over.
Let's say there was left over.
Devoured.
Let's say there was left over. You have leftover bones, and in the bones there's marrow.
So that's nicer.
Or even there's no marrow. What?
Then it's nicer.
So the marrow is nicer. The marrow is nicer. The bone is not nicer. The bone is not roi liachila. Noisar only applies to something that's roi liachila. Is that clear? That is a given. There's no one that disagrees with that concept.
So then what? So, can you break the bone thing on the marrow?
Yeah, so now, let me ask. So now,
what are you going to do with it? Then?
What?
Burn it.
The marrow you'll burn, because the marrow is noisar. What about the bone? The bone you can just discard. You can go and you can scrape out all of the marrow, and you can take the bone, you can bury it, you can discard it. You don't need to burn it. Because the bone is not called noiser. Bone is not roi lachila. The only thing that is called noiser in halacha is something that's roi lachila. Bone, according to all opinions, is not roi lachila. Gid, we have a machshayla, it's a gid. A gid, there are soft gidin, there are hard gidin, the gid atzavar, the gid hanoshe, shana shal gid, that's a whole new sugya. But we're not dealing with gidin yet, we're dealing with bones. Are bones roi lachila? Absolutely no. Absolutely not. So can bones, the bones technically need to be burned by themselves? No. So why then are you burning the bone the next morning? So here's the lumnus. Because there's a prohibition, according to one opinion, not according to everyone, you're not allowed to break the bone. The etzem,
and there's marrow.
The etzem lo sish berubo. And that prohibition applies the night of Pesach, B'shas Achilas Pesach, and it also is in force the next day when it's no longer the Zman Achilas Pesach. So now look what you got. You have your bone. In the bone is marrow, and you have to burn the marrow because the marrow is noiser. How am I going to get it out? Now the Gemara, for whatever reason, is not discussing a complicated technique of sucking it out. I don't know. The Gemara is not dealing with that at this moment in time. The Gemara said there's no way to get the marrow out. The only way to get the marrow out is to break the bone. I'm not allowed to break the bone. How am I going to burn it? I have to burn it. The only way I'm going to burn it is by burning the whole bone. So I'm not burning the bone because I need to burn the bone. I'm burning the bone because that's the only way we can burn the marrow that's inside the bone. It's not a solution to break the bone and to scrape out the marrow, because you're not allowed to break the bone even after Pesach is over, after the Zman Achil is over. Okay, so that's the second reason why. So I've given you Sach HaKol, three reasons why we have to burn the bone. Let's see the Gemara one more time. Amar Rav Mori Bar Chama Yitzchak Atzamos Kadoshim Sheshim Shunoyser Metanes Seyadayim Hoyel V'Nase Basas Davar Haaser. He's coming to say new Yisoid. He's dealing with a regular carbon. Okay, a new Yisoid. The bone BMS. BMS is nothing. The bone does not need to be burnt. And maybe BMS, I'm going to suggest now. What's wrong?
Nothing, right.
And maybe I'll suggest that the bone, you can break the bone. Not like I just told. Maybe you can break the bone. Do you know why you have to burn the bone? And this is not just for carbon Pesach. This halacha applies to every carbon in the world. It's since the bone was a basis, it was mishanish. It serviced the marrow inside the bone. The marrow is noiser. The marrow was protected. It was kept fresh. It was shielded from the environment by the bone. The bone memela was a wrapper, was a shamish for the marrow. If you're a shamish, you become the same status as what you got. Don't you ever see the shamashim for the rebbes? They become the rebbe. Once you mishamish the Rebbe, I know all the tricks of the trade. I know all the tricks of the trade. Yeah. I know how to read kvitlach. I know how to take the money.
I know how to take the money. I know how to put it wrong. It goes the other way around first.
Okay, so you're shamish. The shamish becomes the Rebbe. He knows all the tricks. So sometimes even aggressive from the Rebbe.
Got to learn his way. Lighter.
So we have over here a new Yisoid. The Shamish has the same status as the object that it's guarding. If Noiser has to be burnt, then the bone has to be burnt, because the bone is a Shamish for the Noiser. Okay?
How far does the bone have to be burnt?
The whole thing.
So what? There's nothing left?
There's nothing left.
It's not shaykh.
It is shaykh. You have to. Fire is very powerful. Fire can do anything. Let's see. So hatsamos kadoshim shushim shunoisim mitam neseidaim. Now over here the halacha is mitame. There's a halacha in the rabbanon. Noisar is mitame es hayadaim. If you touch noisar, you become tame. Chazal rabbanon. It's din the rabbanon. So just like noisar is mitame yadaim, the bone that's mishamish to noisar is also mitame yadaim. Hoyel the nase bosses the davar osa name of Messiah. I mean Uriah. What some is v'agidin v'hanoisar, these three zachin in the Mishnah yisarfu have to be burned litezayin. Now the Moreh Sakasha, how do you say what's the case? Ilim the less bu moyach. If the bones don't have moyach, if the bones are dry, if the bones are dry, the less bu moyach. Lama b'sreifa. Why do you have to burn it? Nashdinu, thrown in the garbage. Bones are not noisy. So why does our Mishnah teach that the bones must be burnt? Elop shita, the isbu moyach. The bones have moyach. So what? If you're going to tell me that you're correct, that a shamish has the status of the Rebbe, so the bones, I mean the shamish, the meat, the marrow, the mela, amtu lahachi, that's why, bo sreifa. Elia marta, shimush noisalav milsihi, lamalu sreifa, why do you have to have sreifa? So what would be the solution? How are you going to burn the marrow? Not birinu, break open the bone. You hear what it says here? Break the bones open. Ve nach litza, it's a great word, chalitza, and release. Chalitza sanal, untie, to remove the shoe, to remove, scrape out the marrow from the inside, lemoyach ditu, v'nishrafei, and burn the marrow, v'nashdinu liditu, and throw away the bone. So why is the Mishnah instructing us to burn the bone? If the bone has no marrow, you don't have to burn it. That's a given, because it's not roi lachila. If the bone has marrow, so break the bone open, scrape out the marrow, burn the marrow, and throw the bone in the garbage. Discard the bone. Why? It must be because even if you're going to break the bone open and take out the marrow, the bone has the status of noisar, even though it's not edible, because it was a shamish. It was a served.
It was a shamish to the marrow.
We'll see. It's something significant. The Gemara says, "No, ami alien to you, lo. It's not the pshal. The elamim lo chatal yushimush noisar la milsi." Vukasavar, unbelievable chiddush of this Gemara. Okay, you walk out of here, don't say anything, you didn't learn anything today. Savar boy bekosher ve'afilu b'pasul, says the Torah, ve'etzem lo sishberu bo. Don't break the bones. Ve'etzem lo sishberu bo. What does it mean, bo? Don't break its bone, whether the carbon, the Pesach, is kosher, or the carbon Pesach is pasul. What do you mean it's pasul? It's noiser. It's no longer Pesach. Pesach was the night of Tesvav. It's now Chol Hamoit. It's now the 16th day. It's not anymore the 15th day. It's the 17th day after Shabbos. So it's not Roy Lachila. What's inside of this bone? Noiser. So is there a prohibition at this moment in time? The Etzem Lo Sishbiru Bo? L'charinat. Along comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says this Tana holds yes. Our Tana of Mishnah holds the Etzem Lo Sishbiru Bo. Therefore, how in the world are you going to scrape out the marrow to burn it? There's no way you can do it entirely. There's no way. Therefore, you have no choice but to burn the entire bone. You're not burning the bone because the bone has to be burnt. The bone is not edible. And this chiddush that you want to tell me that the shamish has a din like the item itself, that's not true. I disagree. The shamish is a shamish. Noiser is noiser. And the shimush noiser is the shimush noiser. It's nishter zol bezach. It's not the same thing. So why then are you burning the bone? Because the only way to get into the Rebbe is through the shamish. That's the only way you can get in there. You got to take it in one shot. Now, feel the apostle. The Gemara says, really? Does this make sense? Are you telling me such an incredible chiddush that there's a prohibition, a loisa say, the etzem lo sishmeru bo, even when Pesach is over? Really? You're going to tell me such a chiddush? That's why you have to burn the whole bone, because the only way you can get to Nara is by burning the whole bone? Really? I feel the puzzle? I feel the b'psul stal k'daytuch? The hotnan, it's a beferish Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, the iser of breaking a bone only applies to a Pesach kosher, not to a Pesach puzzle. The hotnan, aval hamoyser.
So who's we talking about Pesach puzzle?
Well, let's see, aval tnan, aval hamoyser b'tohar. Here's what it says in the Mishnah. If you leave over meat from a carbon Pesach that's tohar, v'hashoyver, or if you break b'tomei, a person breaks a bone. There are two ways, there are two prohibitions. It says v'loy sosiru mimenu ad boiker.
Shouldn't leave it over.
Now, if you leave it over, what would you say? What would you think? Oh, Yichai Malkus, you have violated a lo sase.
Yeah.
So why is
and
the halacha
no, and becomes noise?
Okay, but forget about the noise. Right. So why don't what, the halacha is a person violates this lo sase, this negative commandment? There is no lashes. Why not? Two reasons. It's a lav she'ein boy maisa. You're not doing anything. You're passive. Or it's a lav hanitik lase. If you violate the lois hase, you can rectify the lois hase. You're not say, oh, v'hanois menu bo'esh tisref, you should burn it. Okay, that's one example of the current Pesach where Bezdin will not give you malchus. What is another example? There's another prohibition to break the bone. If a person breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach that's kosher, he's chayav malchus. But it says, beferish in the Mishnah, v'ashoyver b'tomei, if you break a bone of a carbon Pesach that's tomei, which is an example of a carbon Pesach that's possible. The carbon Pesach became tomei, einoy soifei gesar boyim. So here, it's as explicit as it can possibly be, this incredible chiddush, that there's not a chiddush, that if you break a bone of a carbon Pesach, that is possible. There's no loisase. So now, if you break a bone of a Pesach, so now the question has been reinstated. What does it say in the Mishnah? The bones have to be burnt.
Right.
We wanted to bring a beautiful raya from this Mishnah that shimush, shimush noiser milsa, that the shamus has the same status as the ikar. Because just like you have to burn the marrow, you have to burn the bone. Mm-hmm. Along came the Gemara says, no, that's a mistake. Shimush noiser lav milsa. And the reason why you have to burn the bone is because there's a prohibition to break bones.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Pesach is possible, even though it's noiser, even though it's possible, you're not allowed to break bones. So if you're not allowed to break bones, how in the world are you going to extract the noiser? It's impossible. The only way you can be Mekai in the midst of burning the marrow inside of the bone is by burning the bone also.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole answer is built on the premise that you're not allowed to break a bone of a Korban Pesach, even though the Pesach is possible. The Gemara now shows from this Mishnah that there is no such prohibition. You are permitted to break the bone of a Korban Pesach that is possible. So therefore the question is, why in the world do you have to burn the bone? I have a simple solution. Break the bone open, extract the marrow, burn the marrow, and discard the bone. There's no prohibition of breaking the bone open to get to the marrow. Yet the Mishnah says, don't do that. The Mishnah says, burn the bone. Why does the Mishnah insist that we should burn the bone as well? It must be the Mishnah holds that the bone has the status of shimush noiser milsa. Since the bone is a shamish to a davar ha'asa, the shamish also is asa. So lekasha kan shahis leshasa kosher. So we have been reinstated. The Morris, no. There are two types of bones of a carbon that is possible. When it says in the Mishnah that there's no malchus for breaking a bone of a carbon Pesach that's tamei, it means it was tamei from the get-go, from the very beginning. When is the very beginning? Before the moment of zrika. Even before the Kohen did Zrika on the Mizbeach, it was already, the Basa became Tomei. It never had a moment in time when the Korban Pesach was kosher. Such a type of Korban.
So why does he do Zrika then on Tomei?
You don't. You're not supposed to. But the Kohen, maybe he didn't do Zrika. It doesn't make a difference. If he did Zrika, he didn't do Zrika. It was Tomei before the Zrika took place. So on such a Korban Pesach that became Tomei before the Zrika was done, that was after the Shechita, because there's no such thing as Tomei on a living animal. So he did Shechita, and now the animal is dead, and the Kohen was Mekabel B'dam. He's on the way to do Zrika. Before he does Zrika, the meat becomes Tomei. So the Korban is possible. L'chayr, the Kohen should not do Zrika, but he does it anyway. He doesn't do it. Now on this Korban Pesach, there is no longer a prohibition of the Etzem Lo Sish V'Rubo, because it's possible from the very beginning. That's what the Mishnah means. But, okay, here's the very big but. But if you have a Korban Pesach that's kosher, and then becomes noiser. So since that Korban Pesach once had a Shasa kosher, there's a prohibition of the Etzem Lo Sish V'Rubo continues on to the very end. Okay? So lekasha kan shoyse shaskosha kan shlohoyse leshaskosha. Therefore, we're back in business. So we have the Gemara is now bad. We no longer have a raya. Let's go back to the raya. Let's review the issue. What was the issue? What's our issue? What is the sugya? The issue of this Gemara.
The shimush.
There are two issues. They swivel on each other. What are the two issues? The main issue is the shaila, the dilemma. Shimush noiser milsa lav milsa. Right? This is the sugya. Someone will ask you, where in Shas is the sugya of shimush noiser milsa lav milsa? The answer on the spot, Pei Gimel. You remember you learned the staff Erev Yom Kippur. Pei Gimel. Shimush noiser milsa, shimush noiser lav milsa. The Gemara wanted to bring a murdik araya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you have to burn the bones. Why do you have to burn the bones? The bones are not edible. They're not royal achila. There's no din noiser on bones. It must be that since the bones are mishamesh, the marrow inside, they're shimush noiser milsa. Gvald garaya. And if the Gemara, it's not a raya. Biamesh shimush noiser lav milsa. It's garnished. And if the bone is already broken, you don't have to burn the bones. And if you're dealing with a regular carbon, let's say the bones broke by themselves. Someone stepped on them. The bones, you don't have to burn them. You can get to the marrow. If you didn't break the bones, you can get to the marrow without breaking the bones. You don't have to burn the bones. Or let's say, for example, it's not a carbon Pesach, a Pesach where there's no prohibition to break the bones. Shimush noiser the Gemara. The Gemara is now saying we have raya shimush noiser milsa. Shimush noiser is that's the Gemara. Since the Mishnah says you have to burn the bones, it's an indication that shimush noiser is milsa. Right, that's what the Mishnah is telling us.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, no, you're making a very big mistake. The Amez, I tell you, Shimush Noiser Lav Milsa. You know why you have to burn the bones? Practical reasons. Because the Etzem Lo Sish V'Rubo. You can't break the bone to get to the marrow, so you have no choice but to burn the bone. And the Gemara says, what? There's a prohibition to break a bone now on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is not the Zman Achilas Pesach. L'chayre, the prohibition to break a bone is only b'shas achilas Pesach, not later on. So the reason why, it's not true. The MS, you can break the bones. So if you can break the bone and take out the marrow and only burn the marrow. But what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says no. Burn the bone as well. It must be because the Mishnah holds Shimush Noiser Milsa. But the Gemara says this halacha of breaking the bone that you're allowed, you're not allowed to break the bone. The Gemara says no. BMS, you're not allowed to break the bone. Now the Gemara returns. BMS, you're not allowed to break the bone. And if you're not allowed to break the bone, the reason why you're going to burn the whole bone is because practical reasons. But b'yemesh shimush noisar lav mils. Oh, but the Mishnah says you're allowed to break the bones. There are two different types of korbanos that are pasul. There's a korban that was pasul made koroi, and there was a korban which became pasul at a later point in time. The korban that was pasul made koroi, then there's no prohibition to break the bone. But a carbon that once had a shasa kosher, like this carbon that we're dealing with here by carbon Pesach, it was kosher and then became nicer. On this type of carbon, there is a prohibition to break the bone. Oh, you're not going to break the bone. That's why you're burning the bone. Not because shimush nicer is milsa, but because of the issur of etzem leisish v'rubo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Gemara is Maskar, we have no raya to the sugya of Shimush Noiser Milsa, we have no raya whatsoever. And in the process, we have revealed that there are two types of times by a carbon Pesach that's pasul, an issue of the Etzem Lo Sish Rubo. If it was pasul Mei Koroi, there's no prohibition. But if it's pasul, it was kosher, then became pasul, then there is a prohibition. Now the Gemara says, Uman Tana, Hut is the Tana, the Shana that makes the distinction between Shaisel Shasa Kosher, and the Lohi Shasa Kosher. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakovi, you know the Tana is Rabbi Yaakov, Tana the Braiser, the Etzim, the Shabuboi, the Kosher, the Lohi, the Pasul, the Tanakama does not differentiate between different types of korbanos. It makes no difference. If at this moment in time the korban is pasul, there's no prohibition. Rabbi Yaakov says, if it is shasa kosher v'nifsal, yesh boi mishum shviraso etzem. Loi hoitzlo shasa kosher v'ein boi mishum shviraso etzem. So Yaakov says, he makes the differentiation. If it had a shasa kosher, yesh boi. Lois Shas Kosher Ein Boy. Rabbi Shimon says, Echad Zev Yechad Zev Ein Boy Mishum Shriaso Etzem. Rabbi Shimon L'Choira is the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon, what does Rashi say? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Etzem Lois Shabroi, Bekosher V'Loi B'Apostle. So Rabbi Shimon is explaining the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon is the Tanakama. Let me see what's over here. Rabbi Shimon is there. Chavdali on the bottom. Iskasha Toisus. Shalachor is Toiskasha. Look at the Toisus. Okay, how often do we learn Toisus? Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. Oh. It's all bizarre. He's saying the same thing. The Nira Luri, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Pligi, Ali with the Tanakama. They argue in the sheet of the Tanakama. Kehi lo yar b'lo inoshin the perikoyin gadol vahi the cheskosin shloshon the cheskabatin in a chanami. The Tanakama is vague. Tanakama takel. They don't. They are no shita. They don't have an opinion. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, they're coming to argue. What did the Tanna Kamma really say? Okay, fine. So we have only two opinions.
The Gemara doesn't really come out clear who the Tanna Kamma is.
The Rabbanon. Mm-hmm. The Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Meir maybe, the Rabbanon, Rabbi Machlekes, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, what exactly is Shimon? But what do we take out of our Gemara? What we need for our Gemara is to walk away with Rabbi Yaakov. The Haluk Rabbi Yaakov. What does he say? There's a chilik between a Pesach that was posel made koroi and a Pesach that was kosher and became posel at a later point in time. All right, next shtickel Gemara. Meisrei. Kol atzamos hakadoshim ein toinim shruf tzreifo chutz me'atzamos ha-Pesach mipnei hatakol. All of the bones of kachim do not require sreifa. Okay, they don't require sreifa. Feirush. Okay, chutz me'atzamos ha-Pesach mipnei hatakol because of takola, because of what's a good how do they touch takola? What's a good word for takola? Because of danger. How do they translate takola?
Because necessary to avoid a misdeed
at Hakola. Now the Gemara is, what in the world is going on? What is the case of the Baraisa? Hani atzamos heichidam ilim delesbu moyach. These bones that we've mentioned that do not require burning except by Pesach, what is the case? If there is no moach, lamlu shreifa. If there's no moach, there's no one that disagrees, you don't need shreifa. Elab shita, the ismu moyach. There is moyach, there is some moyach. The East Sal Kedaitach, we're going back to old Shaila. The East Sal Kedaitach, Shimush Noisim Milsihi, Atsamois Kedoshim, Amai Ein Tunim Srefa. Oh, how could it possibly, even when it comes to other Kedoshim, it comes to coming Shlomim, it comes to coming Chatas, it comes to any coming Oshan, every single carbon should require burning because it's Shimush Noisar. So how could the Brides make a statement, such a broad statement, that does not require Amram Nachman? Bar Yitzchak, Amr Bar Yitzchak, Chalutzin. You found the bones, Chalutzin. You found the bones already broken open. Okay, so we're dealing here in a situation, we have a bone in front of you. And it's now 3 days later, and there's marrow inside the bone. Because if you have a bone in front of you, and there's marrow in the bone, and now it's 3 days later, you got a problem. You have marrow inside that's nicer, and the bone is shimush nicer. There's nothing to discuss. It's not the case here. The case here is going when you found a bone, just a bone that's been cracked open, and the marrow is no longer here. The marrow has been licked clean. So now, you have a dilemma. What's your dilemma? Shemotzen chalutzin atzamos kedoshim de'ein bohem yishum shvia so etzem kom kame de'nahavu noiser chaltzinu. We have a right to assume that before the marrow became noiser, you were swift on your feet, you cracked it open, you scraped out the marrow, the loy have shimush noiser. So the bone is not a shimush noiser. You see what happened? Right. The case here is you have in front of you broken bones and there is no marrow. So since if you're dealing with bones of a carbon chatos, bones of a carbon osham, bones of a carbon shlamim, you have the right to assume that since there's no prohibition to break a bone, the people who were eating this carbon, before the Zman Noiser arrived, they cracked open the bone and they removed the marrow and they ate it. And now all you have left are bone fragments.
Right.
These bone fragments were never shimush noiser. Because the marrow was removed before it became nicer. But atzamos ha-Pesach, but the bones of the carbon Pesach, the yesh b'chem yishum shvia so etzem, where there is a prohibition to break the bone. So therefore, we have to assume the boser dan have noiser who dechaltzenu v'havu shimush noiser boy streifan. Therefore, we're going to make an adik in this brayse. And the brayse is making a lot of major assumptions. The brayse is saying that there's no prohibition to break bones when it's possible. okay?
Right.
Like the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Remember Rabbi Shimon?
No.
Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon says that once the carbon becomes pasul, there's no longer prohibition to break the bone. So the first time, since this is a bone of a carbon Pesach, we have a right to assume that no one was nichshol in breaking the bone until this man, until it became noiser.
Right, just
because b'shas, when it was a kosher carbon, you're not allowed to break the bone. The first time you allowed to break the bone was only when it becomes noiser. So when was the bone broken? It was broken after the marrow inside became noiser. Oh, the bone was first broken after the marrow inside was noiser. That means the bone, for a few moments or for some period of time, was shimush noiser,
right.
And the melo, we have to burn it.
Right.
So therefore, this time, the way we learn this price, we're making two major assumptions. We're following the opinion that shimush noiser is milsa, which the Gemara before did not conclude. The Gemara just deflected the raya. And number two is suggesting that breaking the bone is mutter after this man is sir, like a Bishim, like a Biyakov. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Okay, so that's answer number one. Now we come to answer number two, the last line of the page. Rav Zvirama, Hacha b'vayaskinan. I have another answer going, Shemitza'on. It's a similar answer. Shemitza'on, Tzivurim Tzivurin, Umehen. And from them, chalutzin atzamos. Umehen chalutzin, period. You find piles. You find two major piles. A pile of bones that are shor kodashim, a carbon chatos.
Right.
And there's another pile of bones from a carbon pesach. You examine the top. Okay?
And
the bones on the very top surface of the mound are broken open.
Yeah.
Now the question is that an indication that the bones all the way down, this whole massive pile, are broken? In other words, are you mechuyev to inspect the entire pile of bones to make sure that every single bone has been cracked open and the marrow has been removed? And you have two piles.
Right.
A pile of bones of Shor Kodashim and a pile of bones of a Karban Pesach.
Right.
The top layer of both of these piles have bones which are cracked open and there's nothing inside. The marrow has been removed. So this is the question. So here the Gemara explains. Top line of the page. At Samos Kodoshim, the Ein Mohem Yishum Shirasa Etzim, there's no prohibition to break the bone. We have a right to assume that just like the top layer of this mound, the bones are broken and the marrow has been extracted, we have a right to assume that the same thing is true for all of the bones all the way down to the very, very bottom. They've been broken open, the marrow has been extracted and burned, because there's no prohibition to burn, to break open the bone of Shor Kodashim. So there's no problem. But at Samos HaPesach, the Yesh Bohem Yishum Shviya So Etzem, Dilma, then we can't be so generous to assume that all the bones are okay. Hone Dechal Tzinu, the ones that we see have been removed. Ulahanach Loi Chal Tzinu, the ones that the marrow has not been removed, Uboi Sreifa. We have to be chayish that since you're not allowed to break the bones of a Korban Pesach until it becomes nicer, so just because the top layer of bones have been cracked open, that's not a full indication that all the bones on the lower levels of this mound have also been broken open and the marrow has been removed. Therefore, we have to make a full-fledged inspection. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi on the top line, at Samos Kedoshim, loy boy l'mivdak tachtoinim. See, Rashi adds a lot of words here. It's not for this Rashi, you wouldn't know what the Gemara is saying. The key word that Rashi adds into the Gemara is l'mivdak, to make an examination. You have a pile. Tachtoinim. Avlat Samos HaPesach, boy l'mivdak, you have to inspect all of them. Uvoha poli Rab Zira Rab Nachman. This is the point of disagreement between Rav Zeir, the second answer, from Rav Nachman, the first answer. The imitz on chalutzin, if you find them chalutzin, loy chomer shimush noiser kulihai, lehatzrichuhu sreifa misafik, veloimar bosar isurinu chaltzinu. He does not hold of the soid These are hard words because they're saying like chidushim in Rashi. The imitz on chalutz, and according to Rav Zvi, the second answer, by the carbon pesach, you don't have to burn the bones because lechomer shimush noiser kulihai lehatzricha sreifa misafik the loymar, and to say bosar isurayu chaltzinu. Now, it's a little bit vague because when then you break it open? See, it's not really clear in Rashi. When then everyone said, who's in the notes of your say there, Shemotz is called Samos Chalutzin, Chalutzais. It doesn't explain how then the bones break open. It doesn't explain how that happened, because you're not going to break the bones by accident. They broke them by themselves due to the heat of the Karban Pesach. Okay, whatever it is. But the point is, Rav Zvid is makel. Rav Zvid is coming to tell us that you don't have to burn the bones of the Karban Pesach. According to the first answer, if you find broken bones, according to Rav Nachman, you immediately have to burn the broken bones of the Karban Pesach. Because since there's a prohibition of the etzem lo sishmerubo, we have to assume when did the bones break? The bones broke, were broken after it turned into noiser. After it turned into noiser, it's shimush noiser. Shimush noiser has to be burnt. According to the shita of Rav Nachman, no, shimush noiser does not need to be burnt. The only reason why you would have to burn the bones is in order to burn, does not need to be burnt. So if you find broken bones, you don't have to burn those broken bones. The only thing that you have to do is, the only chumrah here by Karban Pesach is to inspect the remainder of the pile. Because since there is a prohibition to break the bones, just because we found broken bones on top and the marrow has been removed, that's not an indication what the status of the bones beneath, because maybe those bones have not been broken, because you were not allowed to break the bones open until much more recently. Unlike other Kodashim, where you're allowed to break the bones immediately, there, once you find the bones that are broken on top, you have a right to assume the bones are broken all the way down to the bottom. So the point is, we have two answers. Rav Nachman's answer, Rav Zvid's answer. Rav Nachman's answer is you find broken bones. The question is, do they have to be burnt? Pesach, yes. Shokot Shem not, because Pesach is of the Yisoid. Shimush Noisar Milsa. It must be burnt. And by Pesach, the Zareyasa, L'choyre, it's Shimush Noisar. Shar Kodshim, there's no reason to assume so with Mutter. Along comes Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid is Makel. He holds Shimush Noiser Lav Milsa. You don't have to burn the bones because of Mishamish Noiser. So what then is the difference between Shar Tzamas and Pasach? The difference is L'Nivda, to make a Bedika, when there's a Tziburim, there are piles, and you find a couple of broken bones on top. Shar Kodashim, you always let it break. Mil, you have right to assume all the bones are broken. Pesach, you now let it break, so you have to make a Bedika. And you'll make a bit, you'll discover that some of the bones are not broken. You're going to have to break them in order to remove the marrow, to burn the marrow. But the bones you never have to burn. Because the bones need not be burnt. Well, you have the Mishnah, you have to deal with the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says the bones are burnt. So the Mishnah says, right, so the Mishnah says you have to burn the bones, because you're not allowed to break the bones. The only ones that you don't have to burn, the ones that were already broken. How were they broken? By accident. Somehow they were broken. But you have to make a bedik all the way down to the bottom of the pile, because you may find other bones that are not broken, and those other bones that are not broken are going to have to be burnt. Okay, so that concludes this little shtickel gemara. New gemara. Okay, brand new gemara. Fresh gemara. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Kol Agidin Basar, Kol Agidin Basar. Nusa. We learned to the Mishnah. That the Gidin of the Karban Pesach have to be burnt. So it says in Yisoid, Kol Agidin Basar, all Gidin, all sinews have the status of Basar. Chutz Migide Tzavar, the sinews along the neck.
Why?
Tanan, why? Because I guess they're hard. They're so hard, they're not royal achilah, it's like a piece of wood. Okay, Tanan in the Mishnah. Why are we quoting this halacha? Because we want to derive from the Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah, at some is v'agidin v'anoisa yisarfu b'teh zayin hane gidin hechidami ilay megidin basar. If they're gidin basar, scenes of basar, you know, it's real gidin, soft gidin nachlinu. So eat it. The idi toisar, if it became noisar, so that's not called gidin, that's called basar. Hainu noisar. So that can't be the case. Elab shita, the gidei tzavar, if the Mish is coming to discuss specifically gidin, which are different than bones, obviously we're dealing with the hardest gidin in the animal. What are the hardest gidin in the animal? The gidei tzavar, of the neck. And what does it say? Even though it's hard like a rock, it has the status of basar, we understand why you have to burn it. You're not going to eat it, because doctor's not going to like that, so you're not going to eat it, but it's still halachically called basar, so it becomes nice, you have to burn it. Therefore you have to burn it. So the Gemara is not a kash. Oh, we're not dealing with the Gidei Tzavar. BMS, Gidei Tzavar is what? Gidei Tzavar is a piece of wood. And the Gidei Tzavar does not need to be burnt.
Right.
Or you'll tell me Gidei Tzavar is basar. When it says here in the Mishnah, you have to burn the Gidei, we're dealing with the Gid Hanoshe. And what do we mean the Gid Hanoshe? Along the leg. What, how does that solve the problem?
But Gidei Tzavar, what? Because we say it's
Manavshach. Either the Gidei Tzavar is a piece of wood that does not have to be burnt. If you hold gidim is not called basar, the Brisa here says, "I'm going to have kol hagidim basar nichutz megidet tzavar." So the gidet tzavar need not be burnt. The Mishnah says you have to burn the gidim. Okay,
chutz megidet tzavar.
No, the Mishnah, all the Mishnah said was to burn the gidim.
Right,
now we have halacha. Rabbi says that gidim, all gidim in the body are called basar, with the exception of gidet tzavar, that's a piece of wood.
So why is it? Because it's so hard?
Yes, it's hard. It's not edible. Yes, it's hard. So therefore, now the Mishnah cannot, when the Mishnah says you have to burn the Gidin, it cannot be referring to all the Gidin in the body. Because that we know already. Manavshach. If we're dealing with the Gidin Basar, it's Basar. That's either Noisar or it's Basar. That's not called Gidin. If we're dealing with the Gidin Tzavar, that does not have to be burned because it's a piece of wood. So what does the Mishnah then mean when the Mishnah says that they have to burn the Gidin? So the Gemara comes to the rescue. The rescue is, what's the answer? We're going over here. What do we mean in Thailand? The Braitsa, Rabbi Doimer, Eini Noigel of Achas. Unbelievable Chiddush. The Gid Hanoshe only applies to one sinew, not both. When the Malach wrestled with Yaakov, the Naga Bekaf Hayorech doesn't say both hips, only one hip, only one calf.
So right? The left one or the right one doesn't say.
Oh, doesn't say. So what does he say? That's, we don't know. All we know for sure.
We know
which one it is. By Yovek Ish, he wrestled. So Rashi is a whole drush in the Rashi that he wrestled. So when you wrestle, you wrap your hand around. Okay, but it doesn't say which hand of the Malach actually punctured the Yorich. It's not clear. Let's see the Gemara. Halacha l'maaseh, we pass in both. As a Zecher, we pass in both. But the Gemara is making, let me just give a word of Hakdam. The Gemara is making a double portion. That the Gid Hanoshe does not need to be burnt. Because it's also. If it's also, it's not part of the Karban Pesach.
Also and everything.
It's also to eat. Whether it's not relevant. It's not relevant if it's basar or not basar. Even if the Gid Hanoshe is called basar, it's not something which is shaykh to the Karban Pesach because you can't eat it. So male, if you can't eat it, it's like Isser Chalal Isser. Since already the Gid Hanoshe already is also, so it's not even shaykh to all the name of the Karban Pesach. Okay, very good. That would be all very fine and good if we know which one is the Gid Hanoshe. Problem is, we don't even know which one is the Gid Hanoshe. But we do know, according to Yehuda,
the left or the right.
Oh, there's only one. So what are you going to do with L'chumra? I'll tell you the Gemara outside. L'chumra, you're not going to have a choice. You're going to have to remove from the animal both, the right and the left, the right and the left, and you're not going to eat both. Problem is, do you have to burn it? So yeah, you got to bury. You don't have to be suffer, because since only one of them is the Gid Hanoshem and the other one is real basar and meikar hadin, you should be eating it. And the only reason why you're not going to eat it is because it's a suffix. You do not know, maybe this is the Gid Hanoshem, so you have no choice but to discard it. But being that it might be real basar, it's real nice, it has to be burnt. So maybe you have no choice, you have to burn both the right and the left Gid Hanoshem. Let's see the words inside the Gemara. Gid Hanoshem Veli Rabbi Yehuda Dizan Rabbi Yehuda Emer Inu Negel Achas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Vahadas machras." Now, these are very vague words. It only applies to one, but it's logical. The das, the mind,
yeah.
Machras means decides. Shel yimin, and that's a vague statement. Now, the more that wants to assume hadas machras, what does it mean? Hadas machras. The more that have, I mean, that this means that it's more likely, but it's not absolute. Hadas machras. It's a suffix. We don't know. It's 75%. It's the right, because the git hayarech, the hey hayidia, the main find, the right is always in the term of the ikar. But you know, we're not really sure. Maybe this alumnus, he was wrestling. When you wrestle, Rashi says you put your hand around the other part of the person's body. When you wrestle, you wrap around. So if the malach took his right hand and he wrapped around Yaakov Avinu, he wrapped around. If Yaakov was facing forward, that means he would get him from the back. If it means the guy, maybe you're wrestling face to face, you're wrestling back to front to the person's back, we don't know. Maybe he hurt him in the left. We don't really know. But it's 75% chance that it's the right. Now, 75% is not going to help us for Pesach, because 75% leaves open 25%. Therefore, we have no choice, because of the 25% suffix, to be mafresh, the gear on the left. And but since we don't know which one it is, we're going to burn. One of them is real basar. If one is real basar, that needs to be burnt. Because we do not know, we're going to have to burn.
Both.
Right. Okay, so the das machras, then it's going to be. That's what it means in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah means you have to burn the ghee, you're going to burn both. In other words, wait a minute, according to this interpretation, we indirectly come out with an incredible chiddush, because when Rabbi Yehuda said this das machras, the Gemara elsewhere had a dilemma. What exactly does he mean by das machras? Does he mean 75% sure? Or maybe when he says das machras means, when we came to yeshiva in the beginning of the Zman, we didn't know. But by the time the Zman was over, we were 100% sure it's the right, not the left.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to follow the second opinion, the Hadas Machras means we were debating back and forth, until we reached a conclusion that it's the right, there's no suffix anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes Pesach, and you have the Karm Pesach, you extract the right Gid Hanoshe, you throw it in the garbage, and the left Gid Hanoshe, you eat. So there's no need to be burning a Gid. The fact that the Mishnah says you have to burn the Gid Hanoshe indicates that when Rabbi Yehuda said Das Machras, it means suffix, 75-25. Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
So the Gemara says that's the way Limshan the Gemara. So the Ella Tivshut, let's be Peshit, the Suki Mesafkale, Rabbi Yehuda, that the translation of the words Das Nachras means he's not certain, because the Mivshab Shitale, Haihi de Terenechle, you should eat the Gid of Heter, Udi Isura, and the Gid that's also Nishtaya, you should throw it in the garbage. Lama Le Srefa. So we'll
have also
we have a very nice ride. The more it's not on the ikabach by a chenak goyim shehukru hukru a new answer shehukru l'busoif nisavu b'yames al teidas machras means what? It means 100%.
Right.
The case here, when it says in the Mishnah you have to burn the Gid Hanoshe, is going in a very specific case where the kohen got a little confused, and the right and the left Gid Hanoshe got mixed up. So you have now in front of you the two Gidin, and you do not know which one is the right, which one is the left. So in such a situation, you have no choice but to burn it, because one of these two is the left. The MS, if you knew which one was, if they were labeled, if they were color coded, left and right, you can take the left and you can throw it away. And the right you can eat. In other words, the right you can throw away, and the left you can eat. But the problem is that the two of these gidin got mixed. The taruvis. So in this situation, you have no choice but to burn them both. Shehuku l'msoif nisarvu. That's number one. Ravashi Amar le'nitzchoy ella l'shamnoi digids. We're not dealing over here with the gid itself. The gid itself, you can throw away the fat of the gid, which me'ikar hadin is basar and should be eaten. But because Klal Yisrael the machmir as a chumrah, they don't eat the fat. The fat that is cleaves, whatever that part is, the fat that cleaves to the gid, the shamnoi the gid anosh. Tanya shamnoi mutar. Technically speaking, the fat that cleaves to the gid anosh is mutar biachila. The Yisrael kedoshim heim, the neihagim boy iser. So that is what it means in the Mishnah when the Mishnah says that on Tezayin or on Yud Zayin you would burn the gid. It does not mean you burn the gid mamish. The gid mamish manavshach. The right you can throw away. The left you can eat. It means you're burning the shamnoi shel git. Because the shamnoi shel git technically is bosar. And it should be eaten with the carbon pesach. But because Yisrael kedosh and Nagim or Isser, they let it become noiser. And they burn it. They burn it. That's answer number two. Ravina Maravina is another answer. Bechitzoin. Now you need a good diagram to understand what this is. The diagram is not so clear. The chita means the outer git. The outer git. Mm-hmm. There are many git. You have to look at the pictures. The outer git, Uchud Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Diyam Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beis Gidenhein, Penimi Hasamach Leetzem Osur, the Chayav LaOlav Chitzen Hasamach LaBasar Osur, the Ein Chayav in Olav. It's only Osur Midrabanan. Mimelol as a Chumra, they did not eat that git, and that's the git which became Noisar, and they burnt. So when it says in the Mishnah they burnt the git Hanosha, it means they were burning. They were burning the git Hanosha. The gid achitzoin, which is only a chumah midrabanan, and has nothing to do with the sugya of gid and basa, the outer gid. There are the inner gid and the outer gid. Okay, we almost did a hold off. Not bad.